All right, I'll just get this, I'll kick this off. I'm going to call this public hearing on zoning application number ZA-1-22 to order. All members of council are here, most of the administration, the mayor, and the Fourth Estate, so we'll be held to an honest standard here tonight. Anyway, we have a recommendation. We referred this to Municipal Planning Commission for their review and recommendation. They did review and make a recommendation to approve the zoning ordinance amendment. We did provide notice of this public hearing to the applicant and the surrounding properties. Neither the applicant, I don't believe the applicant is present, and neither are any of the surrounding members. Mr. Mayor, one of the questions that I asked when we referred this was, and I don't know if Planning Commission got to address this, but why they chose B1 as their zoning change rather than B2? Was that addressed at all?
No, we were too busy addressing the change from M to B.
Okay.
And with your permission, I'd like to share that discussion.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that.
I'd love to hear that. The city has long been in a position of trying to preserve its limited M1 zoning.
Right.
Because that's our only pocket of it there, except maybe now I think we have a little bit down King Road.
We do.
But the discussion from two members of the Plan Commission was very clear that this is a small parcel of M1, and now that they understand that that's where marijuana sales could take place, they were ready to take it out of M1, especially along a main thoroughfare. So to go to B1, which would allow this tattoos business to go in, which is not legal under the M1, they thought that was an appropriate change. The true M1 activities are happening farther south of Alexis Road. And if you look at the zoning on the north side of Alexis, the business zoning goes back 300 or 400 feet north. And it makes sense to do the same thing on the south road. On the north, it's residential beyond that. Mm-hmm. On this part of the south, it's M1, though it is residential to the east setback. So they thought it was coherent zoning to make this change. But what put it over the top was the issue that changing it out of M1 would no longer allow marijuana or adult-based entertainment to be in that area. That is the decision that the council has to think about. It was done 3 or 4 decades ago by Carl Dorcas to find a way to limit where pornography could happen in our community, adult-based entertainment businesses. And there were some that wanted to be in the downtown. And he at the time researched it and said, well, as long as we give them an area of the city, a particular zoning where they can go, it'll be all right. And that has stood up on time. And then council, within a year or two ago, decided that strategy works. Let's use it for marijuana sales as well. Mm-hmm. So that's what the logic was. Now, only council can decide whether this particular parcel should change to allow a tattoo studio or stay for the marijuana business or adult businesses. This is immediately east of where the marijuana distribution, the medical marijuana distribution, was going to be. Mm-hmm. We're not affecting that, which is the Savannah Diner. But that's where the Plan Commission came down on it. It made sense to them to recommend this change.
I forget, is a tattoo parlor a special use, or is it included within the B1 uses?
I believe that Tim and I did talk about it, and he was interpreting the code to include it in the B1 as a personal service.
As a personal service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's not a special use.
It's not a special use. Okay.
Mr. Mayor, the the municipal planning notes say they're allowing, want to allow for a tattoo shop and a retail-type store. Any idea what the retail-type, I mean, is that adjacent to the tattoo?
The developer was here. The current piece is a three rental unit property, and he did not have tenants for the other spaces or tenants that were going to change. Interesting, the 21 West business that opened up, the space of the building that opened up, that business is moving into the Major Magic's area. They were in for a sign approval, so that's what started this chain in place. And no, I don't know if the other units are changing at all.
Okay.
But it's the 21 West part of it that's changing.
Okay. This is not on our agenda.
It is.
Item 5A.
And we do have an ordinance for your consideration or referral, which we can distribute.
Okay. We haven't seen that ordinance, right? Okay. I know it's item 5 on the agenda.
This was a, because of the summer schedule, we, City Council allowed the clerk to
right.
post the public hearing just 5 days after this Plan Commission action. If the Plan Commission had tabled it, we would have had to have delayed the public hearing.
When does Mr. Hamid want to initiate this project? Yesterday or?
My understanding was that he has had this tenant waiting for a couple of months, and he was not aggressive at all. I'm surprised he's not here. He has maybe a little bit of a language barrier, but I invited him to be here tonight, and he might not have understood me or couldn't be here tonight. I'm not sure. But my understanding is that, yes, the tattoo place has a lease subject to this zoning change.
Mm-hmm.
You agree with that, Kevin? Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And our next meeting is on the 18th?
It's 4 weeks from tonight. The fact that he's not here tonight seems to mean it's not that pressing, but he's definitely having a language barrier and a system blockage on how to get this done.
Okay, well, we can discuss this further when we get to the agenda. It's not part of the public hearing. I think we've got all the comments we have, and I would move to close the public hearing. Adjourn the public hearing.
Second.